Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Tea with Auntie. Now, today's tea, honey, I know I got a lot of concerned people out there. You're worried. I know you're worried because that $600 unemployment from the end. And you don't know what you're going to do. You don't know how you're going to make the ends meet. You don't know if you got another one end to make the other end, touch the other end. And I feel for you. I really do. And these folks up in Congress, they act like they don't understand what it's like to live from check to check or to depend on a certain amount of money in order to just make it, in order to just make it, you know, from paycheck to paycheck. You know, there's one thing making it from paycheck to paycheck, but then there's something else when you get the paycheck and hell, not, you won't even think about making it last to the next paycheck. Hell, this money is not enough for now. Especially if you like me and you feel like you work just to give your money away. That's how I feel. I feel like I work to give my money away. That's the thing. That's the American way. You work, you pay bills. Every now and again, you get a little something for yourself, but the majority of the time, you're paying bills. You're paying creditors. Either you're paying them or they're calling you. They're hounding you. They're on your back. And this little $600 is about to end on the 25th. I think the end of this week is the last time they're paying out. It's scheduled to end on the 31st, but the week has to end in a Sunday. So I believe this week is the last week, baby. And I don't know what you guys are going to do. The $600 employment payment provides more than $15 billion a week to 25 million people. And, you know, that's used to cover your rent, your mortgage, buy food, and other basic needs. American Airlines and United Airlines have said that this month that tens of thousands of employees could be cut or furloughed. Now, the people in Congress, what they're concerned about all the time is bailing out these big companies. First of all, why does it take y'all 2 and 3 months to figure out if you're going to give Americans another economic boost, another stimulus check? Why take you 2 months to figure that out? Each side, the left and the right, are so concerned and so headstrong on getting what they want to benefit for their party. Nobody's thinking about us, regular people. Nobody's thinking about us. They thinking about these companies and their tax breaks, and they want to give them a COVID tax break and all that. Bail out these companies. And the provision was, if we give you this bailout money, you can't fire or let go any of these people. And they still turned around and did it. So, I don't know what Americans are going to do. Now, we're going to take a short break. And when I come back, I'll give the rest of my commentary on the $600 unemployment payment. Hey, welcome back. As I was saying, as this virus continues to spike, it has made at least 24 states halt or reverse their reopening plans, which will also cost people their jobs. Why can't Congress see what this virus is doing? It's making people not be able to go to work. They're so concerned about this extra $600 is disincentivizing people to go to work because, hell, I'm making $800 sitting at home on my ass. $800 a week. I don't make that at work. So, no, I'm not interested in going out, risking my life to catch the virus when I can sit at home and be perfectly fine. They're so busy hoping and trying not to make it to where people feel like they rather sit at home and collect the $800 a week. They want you to go out and get a job. So they're saying, do they want to extend it another 3 months to $600, or are they going to knock it down to $400? They're going to knock it down to $400. Or you get employed and you still can get that little boost. So these are things that they're talking about. It's the 20th, July 20th, Monday. Congress just came back into session today. They've been on recess since July 4th. What are you recessing from? What you recessing for? What's the recess for? That's two and a half weeks where you could have made progress. It don't take 3 months, 2 and 3 months to figure out if we need to give these people another stimulus check so we can keep the economy going. Because people are out of work, they're not spending any money. It don't take two months to figure that out. California last week ordered bars, movie theaters, indoor dinings to shut back down. They closing the gyms, the churches, the hair salons. I said it in June, 1st of June, and I'll say it again. They reopened too soon. These Congress people so worried about the economy and not having another Great Depression that they're forgetting about the people, actual people. So that's my commentary on that. Let me know how you feel. Leave me a voice message. Remember to follow me, subscribe, and thanks for listening.